You're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Trinity University head men's basketball coach Pat Cunningham. The Tigers closing out the regular season with a record of 15-10, 11-5 in SCAC play, earning the number one seed out of the Western Division. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great regular season, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks, Russell. It's good to be here. It's good to be heading to Jackson, that's for certain.
Coach, Trinity closes out the regular season. You guys won 7 of your last 8 games. Just talk about the way this team is playing heading into the SCAC tournament.
Well, Russell, we think we've been playing better basketball the second half of the season. Obviously, starting off 0-6 was a little mind-numbing, but I think this team, the trademark of it is that I think we've been trying to get better every game, and I think that we're playing pretty good basketball right now. How that translates to this weekend, we'll see. But I think that you know, our young kids, our freshmen, are no longer freshmen, and they've had a whole season to get themselves better. And then you know, our senior Luke Calderero, who you know has been a 2-year first team All Conference player, is playing very well right now. And Ryan Bell, our junior, and so, and then our role players have been playing much better. So we're excited to be heading to Jackson, and we think that right now we're playing pretty good basketball, and hopefully that will continue.
Coach, the number one seed out of the Western Division, obviously you draw the number 4 Eastern Division seed in Rhodes College. You guys faced the Lynx back on the 28th of January, picking up a road win 62-51 behind 15 points and 7 rebounds from Luke Calderero. Just talk about what you can take away, if anything, from that game back in January, and you know, apply that towards Friday's contest.
Well, you know, as you well know, Russell, every game is different, so you know, we'll see what Friday brings, but you know, Rhodes is a tough matchup for us. They've got some very good players and have played a lot of close basketball games. You know, the game against us was back and forth the whole way. I don't think it was ever more than about 8 or 9 points until the very end. And I think the hallmark of that game was neither team could hit the broad side of a barn. So I think, I don't remember exactly, but I think we both shot right around 30%. So I would like to attribute that to good defense by both teams. I'm not sure if that's true or not. So hopefully, both teams will be able to shoot the ball a little bit better. At least we will be able to. So, and you know, we had their point guard Andrew Gaylor. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. You know, it gives us fits, and every team he's a tough matchup, and you know, can really handle the ball and distributes it well, and can knock some shots in. So, you know, then they've got you know, some Corey Kilpatrick is back for him, and they've got some, you know, some good players that you know, create some matchup problems for us.
You know, Coach, you mentioned that tough defense. Obviously, Trinity once again grinded out tough defense, 3rd in the SCAC, allowing opponents just over 60 points per game. But a little bit of adjustment in the game this year, Coach. You guys have moved to a lot of zone, different than in the past from your man-to-man traditionally. Just talk about the adjustments you guys have made defensively, but still maintaining that tough grinded out and not allowing opponents to score as many points.
Well, it's heresy on my part, Russell, but we went back in December. We as you say, predominantly we have been over the years, we've been a not total but a predominant man-to-man defensive team, and this year with the amount of young kids we had and with our length, you know, we've got a lot of kids in that 6'3" to 6'4.5" range, and you know, we just felt like zone was we were a little bit better. We maintained position a little bit better, and so we've been, as you said, which is no secret, we've been playing probably 90% zone the last you know, 10, 12, 14 games of the season. So it's been good for us. You know, we try to use our length. That's, you know, the hard part for us is trying to block out rebound out of the zone. It's always one of the challenges. You know, as well as making sure, you know, the one thing about the SCAC is there's a lot of good shooters, and if you give them any space or room, there's a lot of guys in this league that can knock shots down. So, you know, that's the challenge for us in our zone are those two things, is to find shooters and to get the ball off the boards and not let teams slip in and get rebounds against us. And, you know, we've worked hard at it, and we've been pretty good at it, and hopefully we'll continue to do that.
Coach, you mentioned this young group of freshman class that you brought in, incredible group of guys that, you know, even at one point you had a stretch where you were starting all freshmen for a couple of games in a row there. But as you mentioned, I guess what a lot of people say, the best thing about freshmen by the end of the year, they're sophomores. Just talk about the way you've seen these guys grow up and develop throughout the course of the year.
Well, it's been growth under fire, Russell. You know, they've been playing. You know, we've been playing 5, 6, or sometimes probably 6, maybe even 7 freshmen at various times this year. So, and that's a lot of new faces. You know, and then you know, our sophomores. You know, John Boxberger and Heath Hobson. You know, he's got some playing time, but not neither one of those got a lot of playing times last year. So you know that. That's a lot of new players, and so, you know, again, as I mentioned, is that, you know, over the course of the season, all those guys have logged quite a bit of minutes, so, you know, they're no longer freshmen, it's no longer new to them, we're used to playing together, they're used to playing at this level. Obviously, the tournament itself will be new for the freshmen, you know, that's always an interesting experiment to see how they react to that kind of environment, because anytime you're in a tournament, you know, any type of one and done is a different framework, a little bit different, you know, could add some pressure depending upon how you face it. So, you know, some of the things that we're talking about, some of the things that we're dealing with is getting those young guys, making sure that they stay focused and deal with the task at hand and not get too caught up in all the other things.
Coach, you talked about it a little bit, but obviously coming to the game, Rhodes shoots the ball fairly well from the outside, 37% from three-point land. Just talk about the importance of, you know, contesting those shots, but also, as you mentioned, maintaining your assignment and crashing the glass as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I don't remember exactly, but they do shoot a lot of these. I think they may have shot 30 out of 50 of their shots against us were three-point shots and shot, you know, 30% against us. So, you know, again, it's, you know, they have, it's easy if you only have one or two guys you have to focus on. Rhodes, on the other hand, I think everybody they step on the floor has the capability of shooting threes and will shoot threes. So that just means we've got to get to people wherever they are. And that's one of the challenges of, I don't care if you're in a man or a zone, that's one of the challenges defensively when teams have a lot of different guys that can shoot the ball. So that's going to be our biggest challenge. As I say, they're you know, they've got a lot of guys, and so the other part of that is when you're taking shots from range is that the ball has a tendency to bounce a little bit further, a little bit different, a little bit crazy, a little bit, you know, you get some different rebounds if you're shooting from 10 or 12 or 14 feet away. So it becomes more of a challenge to block out and get defensive rebounds when teams are shooting from further out the floor. So, you know, you've got both of those challenges that you know, hopefully we can, do well. I mean, I think we held them to 5 offensive rebounds or 6 offensive rebounds under double figures the first time we played them, and we felt like that was a good job on our part. Gave us a chance to win.
You know, Coach, one of those challenges you talk about on Rhodes, obviously you mentioned earlier, but Andrew Gallo, 15.2 points per game, 5.3 rebounds, a tough matchup for any team. When you guys played back on the 28th, you held him under his average. Just talk about what the keys will be to contain him and keep him in check throughout the game on Friday.
Well, the two things is, you know, he does so many different things, so it's a really tough guard, you know, for anybody, any team. And so, you know, I mean, he can shoot the ball. He's really, really good at penetrating off the dribble. And with his size and his length, you know, he creates a lot of problems. He creates some mismatches in different, for us in different areas of the zone. And, you know, I think the first time they worked him in the middle quite a bit. And when he does get the ball in there, he's got a great eye for distributing it as well as a feel for scoring. So, you know, it's just going to be a matter of trying to contain him and not let him get his teammates a lot of shots as well as himself. So, you know, he's a very good player, and he's got a lot of different things he can do. So we're going to just try to hold him in check as best we can.
You know, Coach, a lot of talk, obviously, about this young group of talent that you have on your team. But you mentioned earlier senior Luke Calderero. Just talk about the importance he's meant to this team. I know he got off to a little bit of a slow start to start the year, but you mentioned playing much better basketball of late. You know, really his importance to helping guide these young guys and help them mature as the season's gone on.
Well, I feel for Luke. it's interesting because as a sophomore, he was part of a very good team that had some seniors and played very well, was first team all league. And then last year, his junior year, you know, basically we had a whole new cast of players. They were older guys, but they were still new. And so, you know, last year, it was kind of a similar situation this year in that it was all new players. You know, we had to learn how to play together. And Luke, being our best player both last year and this year, you know, it's the toughest on him in terms of I had my wishes he'd shoot even more than he does, but he does distribute the ball, he does rebound the ball, he does do a lot of different things for us. And then, you know, then this year, again, the same situation, only now it was more young players. We've got a whole new sporting cast coming around him. And so I think early it was, again, a learning process, not only for the freshman, but for Luke and figuring out how to work with this new group of guys. And he's just done a tremendous job. I mean, the last, and I don't know the statistics on it, Russell, but you know, the last 10, 12, 14 games of the season, he's just played very, very good basketball. I mean, he's played the kind of basketball he's played for, you know, the two all-conference seasons he had as a sophomore and junior. So, you know, he's our glue. He's the, you know, he's our go-to guy. He's the guy that makes tough shots for us, and, you know, and he's not afraid to step up and take him, and hopefully he'll continue to play well for us.
Finally, Coach, just talk about the keys and adjustments the Tigers might have to make heading into this weekend in order for y'all to play well and potentially make a run deep in this tournament.
Well, I think anytime you're playing, one and done, any kind of tournament like that, you know, every game is important. You can't look past any game. So, I mean, I think it's important for teams and our team in particular to focus on the task at hand, which is Friday against Rhodes. You know, going from there, I think, you know, as you move along, you know, one of the things you do need is you need either exceptional conditioning or you need some depth. And I think we definitely have some. We usually play 9, 10, 11 guys, so I think that will bode us well as we go through the tournament if we're able to continue on. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, one of those two things have to happen. And then, you know, the other thing is oftentimes you need a break. You need a little bit of luck here and there. I mean, I remember a couple years ago, I mean, we played Swine in the first game, and, you know, I think it was a 1-4 seed, and it was, you know, we had a last-second shot to win it, and, you know, it's to move into the semifinal game, and you know, we got a break there, and sometimes that's, you need that also.
Trinity University head men's basketball coach Pat Cunningham. Again, the Tigers close out the regular season 15-10, 11-5 in SCAC play, earning the number one seed out of the Western Division. We'll face off the number four seeded Eastern Division Rhodes College, 1 p.m. from Belhaven College. Coach, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck as you move forward through the tournament.
Thank you, Russell, and we'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.